Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Mac Jones, if you're watching on TV, we got yoga. What is that going on out there on the pier? Got some crunches happening, boys? It's a beautiful day in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, the weather's starting to get a little bit nicer outside.
Yeah, but I'm not laying
about that. What?
You're not laying down on the ground to do crunches?
Why not?
Are you talking about?
Because they don't have mats. They just laying down. Or at least it didn't look like they had mats or anything out there.
You've been in L.A. too. Welcome to the East. I ain't using a mat to do abs and crunches while I'm working out outside, Keith.
Especially out in public where people can see
me. Let me just lay down my mat here on the pier to make sure I don't have any germs on my back.
Okay, so let me
do abs and
before
crunches.
We move on. Did you and I not walk out of this building together yesterday? Why do the dogs have on shoes walking around? Dogs.
I can't comment on that in the spring or summertime.
Shoes?
Yeah. But I will tell you, during the winter, they actually tell you, because of all the salt they put down, that it could be detrimental to the dog's feet.
Yeah. Well, yes. That's true. But another reason is because the ground is so disgusting from people not picking up poop after their dogs in this area. Why would I want to lay down on the ground that's dirty? Why would I want to do that without laying down a mat?
It's nature.
Because you're working out?
Okay, I'm out of it then.
You don't get dirty and sweaty when you work out?
Yes, but I'm... Jay, come on,
You're a germaphobe, huh?
I'm not laying down on no damn ground with a million people walking by in their shoes.
But Keith,
that's so disgusting.
When you were younger...
you're the same dude that want to pile up your dishes.
No, I'm not. I'm questioning for you. When you were a kid and you were working out outside, you ever just get down on the ground and do push-ups or do abs? Were you thinking about, I don't want to touch the ground here because...
I did a lot of things as a kid that I didn't know any better. I know better now. Do you know better, huh?
How many door handles do you touch a day?
Although, yeah.
I try my best.
I've learned way more than I need to during this pandemic.
To not touch door handles, and it had nothing to do with the pandemic.
Yeah, I've learned more than
literally, the escalator and all the... way before the pandemic. Ask my kids the next time you see them. I would go ham on them for touching the escalators going down or railings or any of that. That is nasty stuff.
There is no mats. I'm not seeing mats, by the way. Those watching
on
ESPN News at this point.
Jay,
right?
You know what goes on that. Man,
if you're listening on radio, we're just showing
like
the pier.
That, Jason.
That doesn't bother. Why does that bother you so much? They're
crunches,
working out.
Working out. No mats, just right there
whatever.
On the pier.
I'm not doing it. You can do it.
I have done it my whole life. I'll work out.
I could just picturing Keyshawn walking around with like Lysol.
With his little yoga mat. Hey, where's the boxing matchup? Just to make sure we're going to do boxing here. I need to put down my yoga mat to make sure that it's
right.
Well covered.
Antibacterial, real quick. Get the script.
So going too long.
Disgusting.
So, anyways, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As we table mercifully the Tim Tebow conversation for now, of course.
For now,
we can still talk about quarterbacks. In fact, Dan Graziano was on with us yesterday, and we talked about the Jets quarterback situation because we're saying like. Jacksonville already had five tight ends. Now they've got Tim Tebow, who's supposed to be a tight end. That's too many. Well, the Jets have one quarterback. And so with that in mind, Graziano wouldn't be surprised if rookie Zach Wilson is the starter.
Well, who else they got? I mean, we were looking at this. We just had the get up show meeting, right? And who could they put in? Well, they have James Morgan, who they took in the fourth round last year. I mean, that's their current backup. Now, they could bring somebody in. Look, if the kid is struggling, right, and then maybe you look for a veteran. But, no, I think their plan is to go with him. You can't say that in rookie minicamp, right, because you're trying, as a coach, you're trying to sell the idea of competition and every spot has to be earned. But, I think it would be pretty shocking if Zach Wilson weren't the starter for the Jets week one.
Now, what he's referencing, of course, number one, is that, he's the only quarterback that they have. So, of course, right now he's got to be QB1. But to the kid's credit, or you could tell me if it's not, he did say when asked, hey, I got to earn it. I've got to earn the starting position. I'm not expecting anything. I've got to earn the starter. Now, again, as you look at the roster, there are no other quarterbacks with any NFL experience on the roster. So can we just assume he's going to be QB1? Or do you see the Jets bringing someone in to at least compete with him?
Is this a legitimate topic that we're discussing here about if Zach Wilson will be the starter on day one?
Well, the kid said he's got to earn it. And I guess maybe the better question is, hasn't he already?
Traded Sam Darnold and you're telling me you're not going to start Zach Wilson, stop.
Like, what if he just isn't ready yet? Like, maybe he won't be ready. Like, Eli Manning wasn't ready in his first year, and they traded up for him.
Baptism by fire.
No, I mean, it just depends.
True.
If they go out and get a veteran that is capable of maybe starting, then maybe this is a throwaway year for the Jets anyway.
I get it.
What would be a veteran that you would bring in right now that's currently out there that you would say, okay, you're going to start?
Try to get a quarterback like a Nick Foles or somebody along those lines.
Maybe there's a Nick Foles that's available to you because now you have Andy Dalton and Justin Fields, and now you can pick up a 6th-round pick or a 5th-round pick or whatever the case is to move him. He could come to New York, be that guy to teach this young quarterback because you can't have a room full of youngs. If you have a room full of youngs, that's not good. Mm-hmm. You want to have some sort of veteran presence like the Philadelphia Eagles and Joe Flacco and Jalen Hurts. You have that guy, and now they may say, okay, schedule comes out tomorrow on the dates and the teams that they play. You look at that and you say, well, he'll be ready for week 5 because it's a throwaway season. And everything indicates, based on their drafting and signing a free agency, that they want to give it some time. Now, if they can't land a veteran guy, you go ahead and you put him in the lineup, and that's what
hope
it is.
For the best.
And hope for the best.
Yeah, it's going to be a very young team as well. So let's play
But he should be the starter.
Yes.
Well, yeah, you expect, again, de facto. I mean, you draft for him, you trade your starter, you don't have anybody else on the roster, so you just feel like that he is by default, but remains to be seen who they end up bringing in to at least, if anything, be a backup. So with that in mind, let's play a little game of take your pick. Who should start? So Zach Wilson or whoever, you guys go with Zach Wilson?
Yes.
I assume we just kind of talked about it. All right, so we move on from that one. Trey Lance or Jimmy G? Who should start?
Jimmy G. He's 24-8 in his career. It's never been about whether Jimmy G can play or not. It's been whether he's healthy.
Right.
And like he just said, you give time for a guy like Trey Lance to learn the ropes.
I think it's Jimmy G. I think you go with him, you roll with him. He's a guy who led you to a Super Bowl, although they didn't win it. He's 24-8 as a starter. You know if he can stay healthy and upright, he gives you right now the best chance to win. And if not, then you move to Trey Lance as he learns what it is that an NFL quarterback is supposed to do.
Yeah, they seem to make that clear, too, of why they were comfortable making this move because they had Jimmy G. How about Justin Fields or Andy Dalton?
So I feel the same way about the Jimmy G situation. Is Andy Dalton becomes a starter. In the moment that you see some slippage, you turn to him, Joe Flacco, Lamar Jackson-like. And that's what you see. You see where it's at, and then you say, you know what? I got to go to this guy.
Let's do it now.
The longer he waits to play, the better for Justin Fields. In my belief, because he can learn from the sideline. Meaning, like, if it's bad, then yes. But if he's just Andy Dalton's kind of winning some games.
Yeah,
and
they're middling, right? Defense is helping him be competitive.
Yeah, why not?
And just give him time.
Key's perspective on this one is as if he's a GM who has longevity at his job. So let me give you the other perspective from GM who has not sure about that. Yeah. It's going to be Justin Fields from day one. Because that buys me enough time to say, look, we threw our rookie quarterback out there. We had him work with a guy like Andy Dalton. It was an interesting year. But look at the progress that he showed. Look how he's building. This is what our future looks like.
That's a great take. It really is. All right, how about this one? Key's going to love this. Mac Jones or Cam Newton? Why are you laughing?
Because it's not a question, in my opinion. I know what Key's going to say.
You really put that out there?
I mean, it's just, again.
Cam Newton, man. Stop, man. I understand we got Mac Jones effect, right? Everybody, oh, Mac Jones. Stop it. They didn't go out and build this team right now for Mac Jones to be the starter. And Cam Newton's not going to lose out to Mac Jones. I'm not even – Okay. No, he's not going to lose.
Just remember all the hype that was put around Mac Jones when the draft came, okay?
That's why it's a question. The same hype
is going to happen with Mac Jones as a starter. Don't believe the hype all the time. The best thing for Mac Jones to do is to learn under Cam, to learn under Bill Belichick. If it does not work out with Cam, then you get a chance to take the keys.
Yeah, the best thing for Mac Jones is to be a great student this year. Nothing more.
Agreed.
He's the most ready guy in the draft to play the position.
Until he's not.
That we've seen come along since Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck, that's right.
He's also very, very fast in the pocket.
I talked to
very athletic in the pocket.
Here's one for you. I talked to one NFL executive that said, in the last 20 years of doing this, he's never seen anyone more athletic in the pocket than Mac Jones.
That's one of the best lines. Just that goes up there with throw of the pro day season. All right, one more. If you think the last one was bad.
I can't with these.
Trevor Lawrence. Oh. Or Gardner Minshew or Tim Tebow?
Trevor Lawrence, man. He's a starter. Number one overall pick.
But why wouldn't you have the same take as you did with Trey Lance and Justin Fields? Like Gardner Minshew, who's done the job, until Trevor Lawrence is ready.
But Gardner Minshew not like
he's
that.
He's not that guy?
No, he's not like that. That's why Trevor Lawrence is a
Minshew mania? No, you don't remember those days when he
was? Lasted about 2 weeks. Couple commercials, couple little specials on ESPN.
Some hairstyles, facial.
That lasted all of about 2 weeks.
Mustache and
Trevor Lawrence is the guy who'll start in Jacksonville. And it's okay to put him in the fire. He may have some success and failures along the way, but I think it would be better for him to get his feet wet now.
Alan, don't get it twisted. Don't think for one second that I did not hear your third option.
Well, I
know
even,
you chose to ignore
it. He completely
ignored
it.
I'm going to acknowledge it. The fact that you even put Tim Tebow in this conversation lets me know how the media is going to run away with this whole Tim Tebow narrative. Like, that's the kind of stuff. These are the conversations that are going to fester in the offseason when nobody has anything to talk about. It's like, let's make up something around Tim Tebow. Well, like, I'm not putting Tim Tebow's name in the conversation.
We've already had one caller, and I've gotten also a tweet with the Taysom Hill comparison. And where did they go when Drew Brees was injured? Did they go to Jameis Winston?
Yes, they went to Jameis Winston.
Well, no, they went to Taysom Hill
No, they
first.
Did not. They went to Taysom Hill
first.
No, Jameis Winston took over, and then Taysom Hill became the starter because Sean Payton didn't want to display to the rest of the NFL exactly how he fixed Jameis Winston before he became
a
free agent to steal money from somebody out
there
that would throw a bag out there like they did Teddy Bridgewater.
I'm enjoying this too much.
Y'all better stop.
So let's have more enjoyment because I always love having Paul Feinbaum on
Uncle
the show.
Uncle Paulie!
As he joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. And Paul, I mean, there's so many. I could mess with you and ask you that same question about what the Jaguars should do, but I won't. Instead, I just want to ask you just for your initial thoughts on the news that Tim Tebow and Urban Meyer will be or could be or expected to be reunited in Jacksonville together again, although this time Tim Tebow will be a tight end.
Yeah, I'm 100% in favor of it for one reason, Alan, because it drives Keyshawn crazy. I've been watching you guys since 6 o'clock, and this has been the most enjoyable show I've ever had with you and the group, because when I talked about the end near for Belichick, I thought Keyshawn was going to lose it, but nothing to this degree. I think Keyshawn and Jay. Well, I beg of you, because I'm concerned. You know, Keyshawn is not a young man any longer, and I hope there. I mean, I've been to that studio 100 times. And there is a hospital within 2 or 3 blocks, so I would make sure the ER is on call, because the reality is, as Jay Will has said, this is professional football, and the owner of the Jaguars and the head coach can do whatever they want. They're not concerned about making a roster spot available for some young guy coming out of Slippery Rock. They really don't care. They care about making money. And Tim Tebow is part of the solution to that, because I had a guy on yesterday from Jacksonville. He's a talk show host. And he said the number one topic on their program yesterday afternoon wasn't Trevor Lawrence becoming Rookie of the Year or leading the franchise to success. It was Tebow mania. And I've experienced it, having worked with Tim for 7 years on the SEC network. And it doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not. I've been to New York. I've been to L.A. And it's always the same. Tebow is magic. Now, as many people like him as don't like him. But we're talking about, think about this. This is the number one sports show in America on ESPN radio and on television. And we are spending almost every minute of this program, 2 hours and 15 minutes in, on a guy who may or may not ever start as a tight end for the worst franchise in the NFL.
I know,
that
Paul.
That is true.
The reason it drives me nuts, it's not because he is punching ticket sales or media. What? It's the fact that he hasn't played football in 6 years, and you go to that. That's the problem I have. That is the only issue, because there's other guys out there within the last 6 years that can actually play the position. If you told me, Paul, that you're bringing him in to be a special assistant to Trevor Lawrence, okay, I get it. To learn the system, I get it. Or a special assistant to the quarterback coach, okay, but you're telling me now that you're going to have him play a position that he's never played before, and you're signing him potentially to do that? I don't even know where to go.
Uncle Paul, let's get to the crux of this real quick for a second, because I want to ask you this. Out of all the things that have happened thus far, the decision-making of Urban Meyer, right? Like, that's the topic. The decision-making of Urban Meyer thus far with the Jags, how would you grade that?
Well, the first decision with the strength and conditioning coach was an absolute disaster. But Jay, well, this is different, and nobody may like this answer, but we're not talking about a sound decision here by Urban Meyer. We're talking about a family decision, and I've heard you talk about Belichick's son, and we've seen Jerry Jones' children get in the way of the franchise. The relationship between Tim Tebow and Urban Meyer is unlike any player-coach relationship I've ever seen. I've had a really interesting seat to watch it. I don't want to besmirch Tim's dad, because I know him as well, but it's beyond father-son. It is almost indescribable how close they are. Urban moved three doors down from Tebow in Jacksonville, and I'm not surprised. Now, I'm not surprised because I know Tebow and I know Urban Meyer, and I think there's an end game here. Let's look at the reality. Tim Tebow's baseball career ended. It didn't end well. What else is he going to do? He can be a minister. He's very good at that. He speaks all over the country, Jay Will, as you know. But football is his life. It's in his blood. And I think Urban wants to give him a chance to exit on his own terms. And you may not like it, and a lot of folks watching and listening may not like it, but this is Urban Meyer, and he doesn't care what anyone else thinks. He's proven that time and time again. I think Tim gets in there as a player, whether he makes it or not, who knows. I think he ends up becoming something on that team, whether it's an assistant coach, whether it's front office, whether it's tutor for Trevor Lawrence. But the one thing that has happened in all this is that Trevor Lawrence isn't being discussed. And Keyshawn, I think you would have to admit, you've been in his position before as the best player taken in the draft. That's a good spot for a quarterback who doesn't have to deal with the bright lights.
For right now, I think it's a good situation. We're dealing with it today at 8:20 in the morning and maybe tomorrow, but then it goes away until training camp comes. But there's going to be so many storylines that come out of Jacksonville, from Tim Tebow to Trevor Lawrence to the way the players feel that's inside that locker room, about a number of decisions along the way that the head coach has made, whether we agree with it or not. Those will be the storylines. How do you think this overall, though, will affect Trevor Lawrence and the impact on him come football season?
I don't think Trevor will be affected, because I think he has been through this since the eighth or ninth grade. He's had attention all around him. And I don't think he minds. I mean, first of all, he's a young quarterback who grew up in Georgia. And whether Tim Tebow was his favorite or not, all young quarterbacks growing up in the South knew Tim Tebow and looked up to him. So I think he's going to enjoy being around him. And I've watched him, Keyshawn, with countless quarterbacks as we've traveled through the SEC. I mean, as soon as we hit a campus, there's usually the star quarterback. Doesn't matter how big or irrelevant. They all want to meet Tim Tebow. Mac Jones grew up idolizing Tim Tebow. So did almost every other quarterback. So I think that's good, and I think that's where Tebow really helps this franchise. I don't want to argue the tight end position, because I'm not qualified like you guys are. But to me, he is bringing something that Urban Meyer once brought, and Urban had to go to the owner. This was this was a fait accompli. Once I thought once Urban got to Jacksonville, this was eventually going to happen. And ultimately, I think Tebow is going to become a football coach, whether it's in Jacksonville or it's down the road at his alma mater. He just has that effect on people. And we don't have time to go into whether he got a fair shake or not. And you've heard it all, and we've discussed it, and that will be debated all day long here and all night. But I think for Tim Tebow, this is a good point of reentry into the NFL. There's always controversy around him. There always will be. But this is what Urban Meyer wants, and Urban Meyer is being paid millions of dollars to win in Jacksonville, and he is not a stupid man. He may be hard-headed, but he's not stupid.
It is a fascinating relationship and certainly a fascinating story that obviously is only at the beginning. Paul, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for your insight.
All right, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Paul Finebaum, brought to you by attorneys Cordell and Cordell. Fair divorce for men. Call 1-866-DADS-LAW. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We got a lot of calls on this topic and others, so let's go back to them. Scott is in Chicago. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. How are y'all? How y'all doing?
Good. Good, Scott. How about yourself?
Good. So I'm not sure if this has been mentioned before, but you know, Tebow is so polarizing, like y'all said, that you know he's gonna add some relevancy to that team, and think about the revenue. Butts in seats, you know, whether you like him or not, he draws a lot of attention, and it could draw a lot of ticket sales and possibly even a lot of television games, because I'm, you know, they never come on TV.
Yeah, but Scott, I don't think you know you're not, if you're ESPN, if you're NBC, if you're CBS, whoever it is, like, oh, let's get more Jacksonville games because Tebow is a tight end. You know, you're doing it because Trevor Lawrence is under center.
You mean Tebow standing on the sideline?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I don't know if I agree.
That doesn't mean you diminish the fact that everybody in the country is talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars right now and Tim Tebow. And, like, we're still far away from the NFL season.
Like you mentioned, the jersey will sell.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's about. All right. Again, conversation that we will certainly continue. Also continuing our market madness. Now we head to Cleveland. That's coming up next. By the way, you know, you can't have LeBron on this list, even though he's currently playing. He ain't playing in Cleveland anymore. But he could be on another list. We'll discuss that all next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Tuesday, we'll talk to Mike Holmgren about the situation in Green Bay, whether or not it is rectifiable, and we'll figure out what role as an owner I could still win a championship. That's on the way. Greening, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
All right, so we've been through New York. We've been through Phoenix. Earlier today, we did Chicago, and now we are headed to Cleveland as market madness continues. And in Cleveland, we go to Aaron Goldhammer, host of The Really Big Show on ESPN 850 in Cleveland. All right, Aaron, good morning. So your biggest stars in Cleveland right now?
Well, in the number three spot, I've got a guy that has been top five for MVP three times the last 5 years, and he's a better player than Francisco Lindor is. I've got Jose Ramirez of the Indians, the third baseman, coming in number three.
Okay.
Number two, I've got a guy who hasn't produced here as much as we would have liked yet, but he's probably the most famous athlete that currently plays in Cleveland, and that's Odell Beckham Jr. Mm-hmm. And then in the number one spot, I've got the quarterback everybody in Cleveland wants to give $500 million to, the guy that if I speak ill of him, I will have a mass of people charging after me. I better bow and genuflect in front of Baker Mayfield in the number one spot. Now, let me say, I was a little frustrated with the production team over at Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. I wanted to put LeBron. LeBron is the king of Cleveland, you know. And LeBron is Cleveland's athlete.
Does he know
LeBron
that?
He doesn't play in Cleveland anymore, though.
Yeah, but he belongs to us, though. He doesn't belong to Miami or Los Angeles. He belongs to Cleveland.
So won't you just put Jim Brown in?
Again, does he know that?
Current players.
It's current players.
And you know, when you ask LeBron when he doesn't play for Cleveland, he always says he's from Akron.
Yeah, I mean,
only when he's in Cleveland does he ever talk about Cleveland as being home. But when he's not in Cleveland, he says Akron.
Hold on. When Doris Burke asked him right after he won the championship, he didn't scream Akron, this is for you.
As I said, when he played for the Cavs, he would always say Cleveland. But when he went to Miami, it was suddenly, you know, just a kid from Akron. When he goes to L.A., he talks more about Akron.
It's both.
He doesn't play in Cleveland currently. So
if that's how we're doing this, we got to rewrite the list. Claim Odell now.
They might as well just put Jim Brown in there if that's the case.
Current players that play for the franchises.
Baker's the guy that in Cleveland, when there's only one table left at wherever, he's getting that table over everybody.
Yeah. Over everybody. And some might say that Odell or Miles or Nick Chubb or that Baker might be the kind of leader that would give the table to another player. But there is no one. Baker walks on water in Cleveland after winning the Browns' first playoff game in 26 years.
Gotcha.
Y'all wanted to
ship him out of there last year. Now all of a sudden he goes from 99 to number one.
Key, that was maybe me that wanted to ship him out of here. I wouldn't say that was true with the rest of the fan base. People are pretty loyal here, and you know, everybody wanted to kick you guys off the air in Cleveland for talking about trading him for Aaron Rodgers yesterday. We had calls to remove the show from our airwaves.
Well, you're welcome for the attention, but did you agree with us or disagree
Jay,
with us?
You trying to get us kicked?
No,
out.
I didn't. I said I wouldn't do it. Listen to what they had to say, though.
Got to at least take the call. Aaron, do you at least take the call?
No. I mean, we've been waiting for a quarterback here for so long, and Aaron Rodgers is 38 years old. I'm not narrowing my championship window down to 1 or 2 years. Okay, Would I take the call? Yeah, I'd probably take the call. Now you guys are getting me in trouble.
Aaron, I just want to see if Cleveland does not pan out this year. Let's see where Cleveland fans will be on Baker Mayfield if he doesn't help them get to
the
ultimate.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd be curious to hear how quickly it can turn.
I don't care. At least I got a window. I'd like to have a window first. That'd be nice.
So if I gave you a one in Aaron Rodgers for something back in Baker Mayfield, you wouldn't take that?
Yeah. I mean, now you're throwing in extra draft picks at me.
This is how it works.
Are we dealing? What are we doing?
This is how it works.
Let me, on behalf of Cleveland, let me say this. I don't think Cleveland would trade Baker Mayfield for anything,
Mahomes. That's not what I asked you. Would you do it? Not Cleveland.
Yeah, if you started throwing draft picks and Aaron Rodgers at me, I would think about it. But I'm here speaking on behalf of Cleveland fans, not as just myself.
Wait a minute. I think I heard you say Patrick Mahomes, Aaron. Yeah. So you would rather roll with Baker Mayfield for the next 6-7 years.
Yes.
Rather than have Patrick Mahomes, who won an MVP, gone to 2 Super Bowls, very could have easily gone to 3 straight Super Bowls if it wasn't for a toe or was it a hand in the ground. You'd rather have Baker Mayfield.
Cleveland would rather have Baker here than LeBron back.
Okay. That makes a whole lot of sense. And I love Cleve's voice.
Burgundy dripping with sarcasm.
I do want to know, though, if we played by Goldhammer's rules and it was guys who once played in Cleveland but don't anymore, would the entire list be guys who don't play there anymore? Like, would Francisco Lindor be in the top three still?
No. Like Jose Ramirez ahead of Francisco Lindor. And Kyrie is not beloved here. I mean, if it could be guys that had retired, yes, like Jim Brown would definitely be on that list. Mm-hmm. He is revered as much as anybody. There's a statue of him outside the stadium. And then another guy that would be in the mix, Albert Bell is beloved here. And Brian Sipe, who won the 1980 NFL MVP, would be on the list.
Sure.
Bernie, of course, would be on the list. So then you'd be really opening it up to if guys that had retired. But LeBron's still active, so I thought he qualified.
Okay.
Anderson Varejao, anywhere on that
Craig
list?
Elo?
No, he said thanks. No.
Kellen Moore.
Tebow on the list in Jacksonville.
Aaron, thanks
Matthew
so much for the list. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
right,
guys.
Delavadova, sure, another one. Aaron, good stuff. We appreciate
Bye.
It. You could hear him, though, just being very, like, clearly.
That's off.
Didn't hit anything. Clearly, though, in Cleveland, they are all in on Baker. Like, he was being facetious on some of the things he was saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you could tell of the, I guess, whatever the response was yesterday to this, the idea.
Yeah,
like, he just said, I don't want to have such a small window. I want a window. And Aaron Rodgers, again, you're in the AFC. It's Patrick Mahomes. You don't have a window as long as he's upright.
But I said to you yesterday, too, I said I wouldn't trade him. I would certainly, you know, hey, you know, I just need to figure it out. See what it is. I'm not going to not take a call.
Of
I'm
going to
take a call on any player. That's what you should do.
Of course.
Well, it's really funny. Yesterday I said I wouldn't do it, but I would listen. I mean, I guess even the thought of even listening makes it seem like that is blasphemy to Cleveland fans.
Right.
You can't even listen.
They hear what they want to hear.
Well, remember also, as Aaron said, he won their first playoff game.
Oh, and he fits everything Cleveland's about.
In like
blue collar, hard working dude, scrapping. Like, he fits that culture.
Yeah. Now you could say
I respect
that.
It.
Oh, let's go to the phones. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. One of my favorite people, Tony in Akron. Tony, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. It's
three
good
of
to
my
hear from
favorite
you.
People.
What up, T?
So, hey, listen here. Don't listen to Goldhammer. Nobody likes him here. Don't listen to him. We don't like him.
Okay.
Have somebody else on there that's actually from Cleveland. He's not from Cleveland. Mm. He ain't got it. Okay? Baker is fine here. We love Baker. We love LeBron. LeBron is not here anymore. We understand that. He is Akron-born, Cleveland-proud. But we've moved on from LeBron.
Thank
okay?
you.
Okay, we love him. But we've moved on from him. He's a Laker now.
Yes.
You guys can have him. When he's home, he's home. When he's not, he's not. He does a lot for Cleveland and a lot for Akron, and we love him for that. But we got Baker. We got OBJ. We got Miles Garrett. We got some players here. We got people. We don't need to fall back on LeBron. We're going to be all right. Don't listen to Goldhammer. We don't like him.
Tony, thank you so much for the perspective from Akron. Always great to hear from you. I love Tony. She's a huge LeBron fan. So the minute you say a thing about LeBron.
Yeah, we good.
So,
Kevin Love. Nobody for Kevin.
Right, K-Love too. Big star there. No, nothing?
Strange. Maybe not.
Colin Sexton?
Maybe he's just
a
guy.
Maybe. Who knows? But trying to claim LeBron on that list.
Inbound pass.
Not good. Already now, Market Madness. We've already got a little issue with Market Madness. No doubt about it. But we have more lists to do, including a list coming up that LeBron is actually eligible for and would be an acceptable answer. That's after Jay has this from Indeed.
The reasons to find your next hire with Indeed are starting to add up, aren't they? Just look at the numbers. Instant Match searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description. They have 135 skills tests that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidates faster. And according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. So, if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding them, visit Indeed.com/credit.
We put so much into the game to be able to just be mentioned with guys like Oscar and Magic and Jason Kidd.
No, I mean, it's great for him. Can't take anything away from him. Guys, he's a winner. He's a winner.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Jay's Round Ball Rankings brought to you by Dell. Small Business Month is here, and Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your tech with up to 45% off high-performance PCs. Work anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call. It's called 877-ASK-DELL. Oh, Jay, Round Ball Rankings. What do we got today?
All right. Point guard rankings of all time. Championships matter. That's how we rank stuff these days. I don't care what anybody says.
Rings.
So it's factoring into it. Take that where you want to take it. Let's get it with number five. Let's go.
Number five.
Number five, Tim Tebow. That's a joke. Number five, the Big O. Look, one championship, had a net season once he went to go play with another better player. It happens. 63-64 MVP, 12-time All-Star, 11-time All-Star selection, Rookie of the Year. I mean, the first to ever do the triple-double, obviously setting the bar at such a high rate back when he played, doing something the game has never seen before. Got to give big love to Big O for really setting the bar so damn high. Next up.
Number four.
My idol, man. Isaiah Thomas, two championships, averaged 9.3 assists per game. One of the most competitive forces the game has ever seen.
No, I was saying that was so easy. I'm talking, don't do
your I thought you wanted to get in.
No, yeah,
but
no,
that's the best
saying,
way to describe him,
so
though, Jay.
Easy.
Yeah, I mean, just
relentless.
Relentless. And by the way, like for me, like I was a 6 foot, you know, when I was younger, 6'2 now. Like, I love watching guys like that play, competes against the best, and just one of the all-time point guards, plus prolific score. Mm. That's number four. Number three.
Number three.
Steph Curry. Three chips, changing the way the number geometry of the game
number three
is played. Yes, number three.
Number three.
Yes, number three. Hmm. Guy's one of the most prolific shooters we've ever seen in the game, plus he has a top three handle in the league right now, probably top two, him and Kyrie. Nothing really different. It's really special to watch what he's doing. I mean, two-time MVP, six-time All-Star. Just the way he plays and the way he moves with the ball and without the ball. Some of the things he does, he is a wizard on the court. That's number three.
Number two.
Number two, Magic. Five chips.
Yay!
Three MVPs, three final MVPs.
Magic.
12-time All-Star, 10-time All-NBA selection. Just, I mean,
woo-hoo! Look,
I know people are saying, how the hell is Magic number two on your
highlights
list? What, I mean, because Magic is Showtime.
People forget.
Magic is Showtime. I mean, I've never seen anything else
fast.
How did he get him at number two? What was that pass?
I'm talking about
it. How did he see that?
I know.
Oh, no.
You guys can't even see the highlights you're watching right now. I mean, you have eyes in the back.
Oh,
come on.
Thumbnail.
Tebow can't throw it like that.
Look at this. Jeez.
I mean, I just
– You got to put on ESPN News right now. Watch that highlight.
I know. I know.
And he's number two. So I got to actually physically see him play. Like, crazy. So
shake and bake, man.
Man, crazy.
That's shake and bake.
You watched that live, didn't you?
Live. Mm. Oh, I seen him come down.
Like you were in.
Number one all-time in playoff assist. I mean.
And he's number two.
He's number two. I know. I know. And, like, for me, this one, like, I can easily – Magic will be number one. I understand that. But when I talk to Magic, the only person I hear Magic talk about better than himself, and I know Magic's a competitor. He would never say it.
Don't.
LeBron James.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, oh, my God? He's, by the way, he's been playing out of position. Like, people say he's a forward. He's never been a forward, man. This dude's one of the most prolific passes we've ever seen. What are you talking about,
Alan? He handles the ball.
Why are you saying, oh, my God? It's just because he's – you know what Magic said to me a couple years ago when in L.A.? He's like, you know, Jay Will, I had a lot of crazy passes. The one thing I love about LeBron, it doesn't matter where the pass is coming from, doesn't matter who is coming around, doesn't matter what angle of it is, it always hits the player right in the pocket. Something to be sad about that when the greatest passer of all time, Magic,
matter.
Says that about
I agree another that
passer who's taller than him, who takes what Magic did a little bit to the next level as it relates to those big guards making those plays. I know people don't think LeBron is a point guard, but LeBron's a point guard. He's always been a point guard.
But Magic is never, as crazy as it may sound, Magic, and I know Magic well, very, very well, he's never going to talk about himself like that.
Of course. No, of
he's
course.
He's always,
of course.
You know.
Give respect to another
always.
Player.
He's can just going to always I then, do that. Even using, though he know.
Using your logic, using your logic, Jay, Arvydas Sabonis should be on your top five.
He's
tell me why I'm wrong.
He's a great passer. I mean, that's the
no,
same.
No, not a great passer.
He's an prolific incredible passer. Passer. I mean, Jokic
same
is a prolific
thing as you
passer.
Said. When
passer,
he throws right? the pass, it hits you right here, locked and loaded. Like, he's not a guy that you have to reach down here, pick it up, you're off your balance, whatever.
Yeah, but like, Arvydas never managed the game. He never managed the game. Time situation. I mean, that's what LeBron does.
High post, went to him, and he's just doing this, holding it above his head, letting all the movement happen, and then he'll make the pass. Like, they ran through him.
Yeah, but he's not. All right, so
and we only saw him when he was old.
He's top five?
Well, if you're using that same logic,
no,
the
I'm,
great
I don't
passes
know.
Of all time.
My logic says who I think is top five. Does your logic say Arvydas Sabonis is top five?
Well, no, I'm using your logic with
well, you
well,
can't
he's
tell
playing
me what
out
my,
of position.
You can't
he's
tell me what my logic means with
he's
my players.
He's a great passer.
You can't put a
– it's
not
no?
my
you
logic.
Just explain
my
your logic.
Logic says here are my five. It doesn't say Arvydas Sabonis, or I would have said Arvydas Sabonis.
But you said that what you used as logic to make this list does fit that. If we're going to say guy play out of position –
yeah,
all right, so
but LeBron, manager, he's
different.
Always
Jokic,
on the
you could argue Jokic must be a point guard. He's a great passer.
Stop,
they run
stop,
the
stop.
Offense
Alan,
through
now
him.
You're
swimming
just,
hard.
Yeah, you're
swimming hard now.
It doesn't make sense to put a guy who's
I
never actually been
well,
listed
LeBron
as a point guard as a great point guard. He's a great player, but not a great point guard?
But if they wanted to in this day and age, if they wanted to put PG by his name, they could.
By the way, when Magic.
But they don't.
By the way, when Magic first came into the league, they had him as a forward. You know that, right?
When
he wasn't labeled a point guard.
Yeah.
And then, a couple
and then Pat Riley came along and said, that guy's my point guard.
Okay, but he was labeled a
but
forward.
He was always
so, like,
the point
it's
guard,
about being
though.
A visionary, seeing before your time.
It's you about, see them highlights, about, though?
Yeah, no.
Magic,
what
see?
Magic did?
That's Showtime, man.
Those.
I know.
Isaiah, the reason I pointed to you is because I said, so tough. Easy meaning, no, easy meaning that pass that he, on the fast break, he was able to hand it off, and it was right where he needed to be. It wasn't reaching out. That's why I was just like, that was easy.
And people
so
are probably tripping
you,
out.
You understand what that's about.
Yeah,
people are tripping
because
I probably don't have John Stockton on there because he never won a championship. So I said championships factor into
yeah,
it.
I do. I'm
yeah,
I'm with
Stockton
you on that. I think that's fair.
Though, right?
He was the maestro, right?
But
he's probably
Stockton
the best PNR
great
pick and
defensive
roll.
Point guard, too. He doesn't get enough credit for that.
Agreed. But his was different,
CP3.
Yeah.
I mean, in the car, Steve Nash, Jason Kidd.
Look, you always got
to
be left off the list.
No championships.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming up, speaking of playing out of position – Tim Tebow might be making a return to the NFL next. KJZ, yes.